Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Addiction Unlimited podcast, where you get to learn everything you want to know about addiction and recovery. I'm your host, Angela Pugh, co-founder of Kansas City Recovery, life coach, and recovering alcoholic. To learn more about me, you can listen to episode zero on your podcast app or find us on the web at addictionunlimited.com. What does post-acute withdrawal actually look like? Or you may be scratching your head thinking, what the heck is post-acute withdrawal? Well, we're going to get into all those details today. Whether you are in the early stages of sobriety or you've been in recovery for a while, understanding post-acute withdrawal can help you navigate the ups and downs of recovery more effectively. Welcome back to another bonus episode for the 30 Days to Fast Track Your Recovery series. For the next 30 days, I'm dropping an additional podcast episode each week with foundational recovery guidance and actionable steps. And every episode comes with downloadable resources to help you in your journey. So don't worry about taking notes, my friend, because I've created a whole guide for you to go with this episode that includes all the valuable information we're going to talk about. If you've signed up, then you're already getting emails to let you know when we post more resources to help you build your recovery lifestyle. And if you haven't signed up yet, get your happy buns over to addictionunlimited.com/fast track. addictionunlimited.com/fast track. And of course, I will link that in the show notes too, so you can get there right from your podcast app. So acute withdrawal is what we go through right when you quit drinking or using drugs. These are the immediate symptoms you're going to experience that typically last a few days to 2 weeks. I think you feel 1,000 times better by 7 days, 10 days, you're feeling like a normal human again, but that's acute withdrawal. That's the immediate effects. After that, you have post-acute withdrawal. And these are physical and emotional symptoms that just make early recovery really challenging. This is like a leading cause of relapse. So 5 signs you're experiencing post-acute withdrawal. 1 is mood swings. This is super common. It can range from mild to severe. And this is when you just have mood swings, right? A change in mood. You can start to feel depressed or anxious, which I think we can all relate to. You may also experience an inability to focus or concentrate, which was a huge one for me. I had crazy brain fog. I couldn't remember anything. And it just makes it difficult getting through daily tasks. Next, we have irritability. This is another common symptom of post-acute withdrawal, and this can lead to problems in your relationships and at work. Obviously, you can feel easily frustrated. I mean, we all know irritability, right? You don't feel good. You have a little outburst. You can be extra aggressive. 3 is fatigue. This is super common and also makes it difficult performing daily tasks, right? You may experience lack of energy, and that can make it difficult to concentrate and make it difficult to complete your work. And 4 is difficulty sleeping. And this is, you may have insomnia, you may have nightmares, you may have drinking dreams, right? It just causes some changes in your sleeping patterns, which then, of course, makes 2 and 3, irritability and fatigue, even worse, which of course makes it challenging to get through your everyday life. And 5 is anxiety. And this is something we all know and understand. You may experience panic or overwhelming fear, which makes social situations difficult, also making personal relationships and work situations difficult. Post-acute withdrawal is a really challenging phase of the journey, and understanding the signs and symptoms is going to help you get through this a little bit easier. And in this shorty episode, I wanted to give you those 5 primary symptoms. Again, if you've signed up at addictionunlimited.com/fast track, you have access to all of the bonus resources I'm providing in that guide. I will go into a little more detail in these. I've also recorded a couple of other podcasts that go into more detail about post-acute withdrawal. I will link those in the show notes for you also. But as you navigate this phase of recovery, it's important to remember that these symptoms are temporary. They take a while because post-acute withdrawal really is your brain and your body healing, right? This is you getting better. So try not to get too frustrated because the symptoms are temporary. They will go away, but you also have to be mindful of managing them. So you have to be doing things, finding coping skills to deal with all of the feelings, especially anxiety, depression, sleep issues. Acute alcohol withdrawal can last from a few days to a few weeks. Post-acute withdrawal begins after that. And these symptoms can last for weeks to months, and longer and heavier use of alcohol can cause more severe post-acute withdrawal symptoms, and that can make them last even longer. Your coping skills are going to be key here. You want to do anything you can do to combat mood swings, depression, anxiety, irritability, fatigue, sleeping issues. And this might just be a Google search. I mean, I have 300 episodes about exactly all of these things, you know, coping skills to deal with all these things. But this may be just a Google search and figuring out how to combat some of these issues and allow yourself the opportunity to feel better. That's what's going to help you get through this phase that is a major cause of relapse in the first 9 months for sure of sobriety. But for some people, these symptoms last up to a year. They say they can even last up to 2 years. I think for me, it really was about 9 months that especially the brain fog. Like that was the worst part for me. I had memory issues and brain fog. Like I could not remember anything. But this is challenging. It is a primary cause for relapse because you are uncomfortable. Just understand it's temporary. Make sure you have some coping skills. Make sure you have some things that you can do to make yourself feel better. And if you want the guide to accompany this episode, 5 signs you're dealing with post-acute withdrawal, to get the guide, like I said, jump over and sign up for the 30 days to fast track your recovery series at addictionunlimited.com/fast-track. I hope you're having a fantastic day, and I will see you next week.
You've reached the end of another great episode of the Addiction Unlimited podcast. Candid and honest conversation about addiction and recovery. Be sure to visit us at addictionunlimited.com to join the conversation and access show notes and links to everything we talked about. Love this episode? Please take 30 seconds to subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes to help us improve and give you the information you want. Thanks for listening. See you next week.